Well, if you've been over to the Carnegie Visual and Performing Arts Center in the past few years, you know that their theater program is thriving. And one of the things that people look forward to is the concert version of a classical musical. This year, it's Camelot. And joining me this evening is the managing director of the theater at the Carnegie, Josh Steele. Welcome, Josh.
Good evening, Jim.
The concert version of a musical, that is something that gained popularity about 10 years ago and has succeeded quite well throughout the country.
In New York City, there's the very popular Encore series. They tend to focus mainly on rarely produced musicals. Of course, almost everyone who has an interest in theater has seen the PBS concert version of Les Mis, which is just fabulously popular. And so, you know, we looked at this as an opportunity because it's not something that's done often or regularly in Cincinnati, and also as an opportunity because it sort of gives us at the Carnegie a chance to do shows that we otherwise have no business doing. So last year we presented a version of The King and I in concert. That's a show typically with dozens and dozens in the cast, massive orchestra and huge scene changes and palatial scenic design. And in this case, being able to scale down and really focus on the words and music of a show gives us an opportunity to present these gorgeous pieces when we otherwise would not be able to.
And I should point out that it doesn't mean it is void of production values. It is actually, as you said, scaled down, but you still want to give the sense of the musical.
Absolutely. So as we're saying, to break it down very specifically, you will see an orchestra on stage. You'll see costumes. You'll see evocative lighting. You'll see a modest scenic design. And you'll see a small cast of really excellent actors. You won't see scripts in hand. It's not an oratorio where people are carrying around their book. You won't see lots of props. You aren't going to see extensive choreography or dance numbers. And unfortunately, you will not see suits of armor or a big medieval dinner theater joust or anything like that. But you will have all of the words and all of the music of the show, and we intend to show the full intent of the playwrights.
And the orchestra that the audience will see on stage is not just any orchestra.
No, indeed. This is our second collaboration with the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. We'll have about a dozen of their musicians playing under the baton of their conductor, Misha Santora, and it's a really splendid group of players. Without an ensemble of that caliber, I think I'd be hesitant to commit to a show of this style.
The ensemble of musical theater performers is also, as they say, no slouch.
Camelot, at least on Broadway, was famous for having one of the most prominent trios of actors ever to set foot on stage together. Folks will remember Richard Burton as Arthur, Julie Andrews as Guinevere, and Robert Goulet as Lancelot. And of course, that won 4 Tony Awards. Our production has a great answer to that trio. We're very pleased to bring back Mark Hardy, a Broadway veteran and a longtime teacher at NKU. Mark has since moved to a faculty position at a university in New Jersey, but we're very pleased to bring him back in the role of Arthur. Several years ago, he was Lawrence Jameson in our production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. He was also the father in the regional premiere of Next to Normal at Ensemble Theater, folks will remember. And then we're very pleased to bring in another performer from out of town by the name of Doug Carpenter, a very promising young talent who has played the role of Lancelot at the Pasadena Playhouse and a couple other spots. Doug is an official Barry Hunk. He is on the Barry Hunk website, a handsome young man, and one of these very talented opera musical theater baritone crossovers. Another musical theater opera crossover is our Guinevere, Danielle Knox, who's new in town. She's on faculty at NKU and a fabulous soprano and actress. So looking forward to sharing all those wonderful performers, in addition to a great cast of supporting actors. Sarah Mackey as Morgan Le Fay, Chris Stewart as Arthur's bastard son, Mordred, Matt Dentino, and Rick Kramer, and Michelle Wells. Some really fabulous local talent. Pound for pound, one of the best casts we've ever assembled at the Carnegie.
And I'm excited. You've got somebody who's doing a double role, who's actually taking two of the larger supporting roles.
Yeah. Tom Manning is a fabulous and venerated local actor. We've had him on stage before in our production of Mousetrap several years ago. And Tom will be doubling as Merlin, of course, the wispy wizard, who disappears early in the show, and then Tom will magically reappear as the hapless knight Pellinore, who has a lot of the funny comic bits in the show, and it should just be a really nice sense of ensemble between all these folks.
Of course, the king of the production, who is running the kingdom of Camelot, is the director, Brian Robertson.
This is our first time working with Brian. I got to know his work at the Cincinnati Opera. As a matter of fact, he directed Flowering Tree at the Opera a couple summers ago, I believe. An absolutely gorgeous production. And so many things about the way we're presenting this show are really operatic. And just in our very early pre-production work with Brian, it's very clear he has a great idea of what exactly he's doing. And he's also a great sort of consensus builder with some of the great design and directing talent we have on board for the show.
Now, the show runs January 24th through February 3rd, but on January 26th, Saturday evening, there is a special event associated with the show.
Yes, this is our Dine Under the Dome. For the first time this year, as part of our 2012-13 theater series, we're having a dinner for one evening as part of each of our theater series productions. And we do this in partnership with Jeff Thomas Catering. He creates a themed dinner. I'm sure it will be something medieval, maybe mutton chops or something like that. I don't know the exact menu. Tickets include a glass of wine, that gourmet dinner I mentioned, dessert, and a gratuity. And you can make reservations when you call and order your tickets for that performance January 26th.
The story of Camelot is a legendary one. I mean, literally, it is the story of King Arthur and his court. What is it that makes it an attractive show to produce?
I think when it boils down, Camelot is really a story of three people. It's this really classic love triangle between Arthur and Guinevere and Lancelot. You have what starts out as a fairly unlikely romance between Arthur and Guinevere and sort of this arranged marriage situation between England and France. And then Lancelot comes in, and he's just arrogant and brash and just very full of himself, of course, with an overtone of humility and modesty. But after Lancelot saves the life of one of the knights he's defeated in a joust, Guinevere falls deeply in love with him, but at the same time can never in her heart truly betray Arthur. And so we see this struggle and this layered complexity of these characters and striving for happiness and knowing that they can never be truly fulfilled. And of course that against the backdrop of all these gorgeous songs, If Ever I Would Leave You, that beautiful Robert Goulet version, truly one of the masterpieces of the musical theater. Other great songs like How to Handle a Woman, very introspective. And it's, of course, by the composers of My Fair Lady and Brigadoon. So you know the music is going to be of a quality. Just the words and music and how everything spins together into really one of the most important works in the musical theater canon.
As you said, you did The King and I last year. You've done another somewhat concert version, although it was without the costumes and all, like that of Baker's Wife years ago. What has the audience response been to the concert format?
Extremely positive. As I hope I've indicated, we put a great premium on bringing in really top-level talent, and I think the audiences really respond to that. Seeing these characters come alive with some of the best folks that could possibly play these roles from Cincinnati and across the country. And I think that's required. I think when you pare down a show like this, it really places extensive demands on the performers to bring these characters and this music to life without all the trappings of a massive production. And I think response has been great. Of course, there are initial questions like, what does in concert mean? What'll I see? What won't I see? The orchestra's really on stage? What is that like? And I think once folks give it a chance and just say, I'm going to try this and see what it's like, I think they'll find it's extremely enchanting. And word of mouth for last year's production of King and I was very, very prevalent. That second weekend was very full. It was tough to get a seat. So I anticipate in this 3-week run that seats will go very fast, particularly the second and third weekends.
Well, that's the concert version of Camelot being presented by the Carnegie Visual and Performing Arts Center January 24th through February 3rd. Once again, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Josh Steele. Thank you so much, Josh.
My pleasure, Jim.
For more information on Camelot and the rest of the theater season at the Carnegie Visual and Performing Arts Center in Covington, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I